let folks know about the Boston Bulldogs Running Club. This is a running club that was founded back in 2015, and they actually produced a video that explains the group's mission and its purpose, and it's a great way for you to get an introduction, and hopefully we'll have our audio issues resolved by the time the video is over and get to talk to Megan. So let's roll that video now.
I knew that my brother had a disease, but it's good to know that, you know, had he had access to some group like the Bulldogs, he might have had a path forward. And that help is there for people, and help is there for me.
I'm not actually actively in recovery, and I find every benefit from this club that people in recovery or people who are just struggling with certain things do. There's nothing like running with a great community and, you know, being able to talk to people during your runs.
Once you start to work on yourself and you see all these people in this community that rally around you, some are in addiction, some have either been affected by addiction, and some are just here to help the cause, and you realize that these people are here to like help you and they don't want anything in return, it does nothing but bring joy to my heart.
So somebody recently asked me what motivated me to start up the Bulldogs. And at the core of it is my belief through running, wellness, and community, and the practice of our three principles, self-leadership, which is key, transparency, and giving back, that we, as a community, can change. So it's through this idea of engaging, showing up, working on being transparent, and working on giving back, and understanding that if you engage in these principles, you will continue to find your kind-hearted warrior. And you'll see yourself changing not only physically, but socially, emotionally, and mentally. That's how we define wellness. It's not just for running, but it's a holistic approach to being well.
Maybe the first day they're not hooked on the running program so much yet, but they are hooked on the community and what they've found when they've come inside that circle. I love the Full Circle program for a lot of reasons. One, because it's a program that's very attainable for runners of all levels, including walkers. So we are able to meet them where they're at and then support them on a goal. And in that, I find that a lot of runners really start to believe in themselves.
Starting out, reaching one goal and like going on from there, other aspects of my life, setting goals, reaching them, it helped me just tremendously throughout the board. Like I started school because of this.
Because of all of you, I was able to run that 5K. Not gonna cry. So glad I found this organization. You guys rock.
It's all because of you guys. Like, you guys inspire me by like doing what you do one day at a time. So.
All right, we're going. We're going.
Good luck. You can do it.
Megan, you're running with me, right?
I am.
One of the beautiful things about Bulldogs is that they're very visible. We're right here, and they're recovering out loud. And I think the more that we can do that, we encourage other people that it's possible, and we really kind of really address and break down the stigma as we see people really succeeding in life, personally, professionally, health-wise, all aspects of life.
The person I was isn't the person I am.
The trajectory of my life has changed because of this club.
It's a magic like I've never felt before.
To use many different areas such as exercise, sleep, decreasing anxiety, working on relationships, all of those things factor into how to get to a path of wellness, which is a path of recovery and community. One really important edict we all as Bulldogs live by is that in isolation we suffer, but in community we all heal.
You know, we can sometimes keep ourselves inside this box that says, no, we can't, or that's too hard, or I could never do that. And it's important for us to be able to provide a platform that shows people, yes, you can.
I'm honored to support the work and the mission of the Boston Bulldogs. I see the tremendous impact that the Bulldogs are having in the community, for those in recovery, for all those affected by addiction. And as we know, this is a problem that's not going away. Addiction is at record high levels. The need for programs that really, really work and that can reach more people and that can have the kind of impact Bulldogs are having has never felt more urgent or more timely. And a donation of any amount makes a tremendous difference in the lives of our entire community.
I love the Boston Bulldogs. I feel proud to be a member, and I'm going for a run.
Okay, we are back. We have Megan O'Sullivan of the Boston Bulldogs on the line with us. And Megan, I think we've got our audio issues worked out, and welcome to Carly and Quincy here at QATV.
Great, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, really. And the video that we just saw really is a great summary of what the organization is all about. But if you could, in your own words, tell us, what is the mission of the Boston Bulldogs? How did it all start?
Okay, sure. We're about, 7 years old at this point. And it was founded by Mike Ferrullo, who is in recovery himself and had spent his own life trying to figure out how to get sober and ways that work for him to get sober. And, found through doing that wellness and recovery was a good balance and it worked for him. So prior to the last 7 years, he would take a Saturday afternoon and take his own time to go up to the Shattuck Hospital and work with the men at the stabilization program there. And just really talk to them about, the benefits of running and what it looked like to be on a path of recovery and how the benefits through wellness and practicing overall wellness would help contribute to their success in recovery. So he would show up every Saturday, and sometimes some guys would run and sometimes there'd be nobody to run with. But the most important thing that Coach did throughout that time was he continued to just show up and show people that, you can do this and that there's support for you. And once he really started to see how successful sharing the benefits of wellness and recovery was, he decided that he wanted to help more people. And that's when he made the Bulldogs into its own nonprofit, 501c, and started the Boston Bulldogs Running Club up at the Chestnut Hill Reservoir, and really wanted to just reach as many people as he could to share the benefits of what practicing wellness could do for somebody's overall recovery.
It's funny, in doing a little research for this show today, I was amazed at what a well-formed organization the Boston Bulldogs are. As you say, you're an established 501c3 corporation, you have a governing body, you have a team of professionals, and you have over 400 members. Why has nobody heard of it, Megan, before?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, Coach is a visionary for sure. And when he has an idea, he will do what it takes to make sure that he sees it through. So it's taken a little while, because for a long time, I found the Bulldogs 7 years ago when they were probably 4 months old. And from then until now, it has very much organically grown. But the bottom line is that it's an organization that was started by one single person that had the huge support of his wife, Shelley. And then members started to help kind of build the momentum as well. But it's just taken a little while, because we're not business professionals in that sense where we knew how to build a nonprofit and get it up the ground and running. We're just, as Coach would say, average meatballs that, found something that works, and we wanted to share the idea with people. So it's taken a little bit longer for us to kind of figure out how to make it all click and work and reach people. But we're doing the best that we can with it. And I think that we have built some pretty good momentum over the last few years. And where the organization is heading now is definitely into great places, and it's grown significantly. And we look forward to what the future can be for the Bulldogs and everyone around it.
Yeah, in fact, the reason I wanted to talk to you today specifically is because you have a team participating in Monday's Boston Marathon. Is that right?
We do, yeah, 16 runners.
And are you raising money for the organization or for any other particular cause?
Yep. No, every dollar that's raised goes directly back into the Boston Bulldogs Running Club. We have different programs aside from just our running program, like our giving back program, which is where we go into the community for different events. We have a junior Bulldogs program where we try to be proactive with the youth groups. We have a leadership program and a full circle program that are used to help kind of support and guide our members. So all the funds raised go back into those programs to help build those. And then, you know, anything that our members need that we can help support, whether it just be simple running gear or a pair of sneakers, we like to be able to be ready and support our members. So yeah, 16 runners, they're all raising money for the Bulldogs, and we definitely look forward to seeing them on the course on Monday.
So are you running also on the marathon?
Oh, that's the question of the hour. So no, unfortunately, I'm 8 months pregnant and unable to put sneakers on this year, but it is the first year since 2015 that I haven't run the marathon. So it's been very odd being on the other side of training, but I do lead the team. I've been the marathon team captain for the last several years, which I did still do this year. So, but I think it's given me a new perspective that, you know, I was able to see how a lot of it on the back end of it works, where normally I'd be on the front end with the team training, doing the miles, or, you know, being together on Saturdays. And this kind of gave me the opportunity to see how it all works on the back end as well. So no, unfortunately, I won't be on the course, but I will be at mile 22 cheering them on.
So, Megan, who can be a member of the Boston Bulldogs, and how do they do that?
That's a great question. So our community is built up of people who are in recovery themselves, those that have been impacted by addiction, so maybe a sibling or a friend, or anybody that supports the idea of wellness and recovery. So the simple answer is it's for everybody.
Okay.
Because chances are you fall into one of those three categories. And our programs are not, they're not specifically designed to do one thing, like keep you sober. They're designed to help with that. But because it's an overall wellness program, our tools and what we offer in our community is available to anybody. So as I was saying in the beginning with Coach and his just showing up every Saturday, that's what we tell people. If they want to join us, just show up. There's no pre-required membership forms or anything like that you need to fill out. If you want to come down and just hang out for a week and check it out, meet some people, more than welcome to do that at one of our three chapter runs, which are in Chestnut Hill, Quincy, and Plymouth. And then if it interests you to become a member, we do have memberships available. But there's nothing that they would need to do prior to just showing up if it is something they wanted to check out.
That's what I was curious about. I know a lot of support groups require that you be in recovery and that you be abstaining from substance use. Is that the case with the Bulldogs?
Yeah, no, not. We do require that if you are in recovery, you are at least 24 hours sober.
Okay.
So yeah, we do ask that, and it's obvious for obvious reasons, just to protect the safety of our members is always our number one goal. So as long as you have 24 hours of sobriety, you're more than welcome to come down.
Okay, and is this just for adults, or are kids part of this as well, Megan?
It is just for adults. We do have the Junior Bulldogs program that I mentioned. And for us, what that looks like is working with organizations like Road to the Right Track, and working with the Italian Home for Children, where we go and do special events with the youths because you have to be 18 or older to be an actual member of the Bulldogs. So eventually our hope is, you know, to be able to kind of get them engaged while they're young. And then once they do turn 18, they can join our club. But yeah, that you do have to be of 18 years of age at least.
Are you yourself a success story? How did you first find the Bulldogs?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I am, yes. My dad actually caught the story on Channel 5, I believe, 7 years ago, and he knew that I had been struggling prior to that with trying to get sober. I would get sober for a little while, and then I would fall off, and then I would get sober again. And I was on this pattern of just off and on for a good 7 years. And my dad caught the story, and he said, why don't you just go check them out? And I kind of laughed because I was not a runner. I had no business being part of a running club. But to be honest, I really didn't have much else going on in my life at that time. I was full of failed attempts, and I wasn't getting anywhere. So I figured, you know what, let me see what they're all about. So I called, and Coach answered, and I thought he was going to ask all these questions about, you know, why I wanted to be part of a running club and what my experience was. And none of that was talked about. He simply just asked, how did you hear about us? And then he said, great, why don't you just show up on Saturday? And when I showed up that Saturday, what I found was that I was part of something much bigger than a running club. Nobody cared what kind of shoes I was wearing or how fast I could run or how many road races I had been in. They knew that I was new and I was showing up there because I wanted to do something different and something better with my life. And I found incredible support in a community of people that have continued to be there for me.
And obviously it worked. You're now at a leadership position with the club and inspiring others to join as well. And you mentioned your three different runs. One of them meets out here outside of our studios in Quincy Center Monday evenings at 6:30. So just show up, basically.
That's it. Yep. Monday nights at 6:30, rain or shine, we're always out there. The only time we wouldn't run is if the sidewalks were covered in ice and it wasn't safe to. But other than that, we're out there every Monday night, and we would love to meet some new friends and some new faces in the community. So yeah, more than welcome to come down. You can find us on the front lawn of the St. Thomas Library, Thomas Crane Library.
Right, yeah. Megan, it's been so great to talk to you and let folks know a little bit more about the club. I hope that we've got the message out for you here in the community, and congratulations on your success, and I wish you continued good health. And congratulations on your new child coming too.
I know. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, Joe. Thanks for thinking of us. And we look forward to seeing you on the front lawn, too.
Absolutely. We'll come out and say hello next time. Thanks again.
Okay. Sounds good.